To recognize this is halfway to recognizing one further important thing about Aristotle, which is that the virtues represent not simply the recognition of proper action or feeling relative to our desire, but the cultivation of proper desire itself. The unity of action and feeling is, as it were, emblematic of a deeper unity for Aristotle that is articulated in the subsequent discussion that we are now about to look at, which is the unity of action and desire. This unity of action and desire, I ask you to think about back again to our earlier remarks when we talked about Plato's Charmides and the Greek ideal of what it means not simply to have a will that is able to know how to act relative to good or bad desires, but rather how the goal of human ethical cultivation is the cultivation of proper and appropriate desires themselves. Now, in the subsequent books of the Ethics, Aristotle turns his attention away simply from the virtues understood as dispositions to ask specifically about the questions of choice and deliberation and the voluntary. It's easy to understand why the notions of the voluntary come in to the picture. They come in because Aristotle thinks we are blamed and held responsible and appraised only for what we engage in as voluntary human agents, that is, only in what we actually do and not in what we are forced to do or do by accident or inadvertently or, as it were, accidentally. So characteristically, when he thinks about explaining the notions of responsibility, he thinks about it in terms of asking the question, what has to be the case for us, as it were, to get off the hook? That is, he thinks in terms of excuses or pleas that say to us, we're not responsible for this action. Well, that's true about responsibility understood as the voluntary. In the issue of choice, Aristotle reveals the fact that the virtues, which I've here described as capacities or general dispositional capacities for action or for feeling in certain ways, are, you'll remember in the definition that I quoted from Aristotle, described as those dispositions only relative to choice. And it is in the theory of choice that Aristotle reveals the fact that these dispositions are really dispositional capacities for deliberating well and choosing well how to act and how to behave and indeed how to feel. It would be an interesting question for us to think about, how do you deliberate about how to feel? And that's itself an interesting problem in understanding what Aristotle is saying. But in general, the count here is the virtue as a deliberative capacity for, as we say, deliberate choice, where deliberate choice means choice in which the moral agent makes a series of deliberations on how to act. It's for this reason, namely the fact that moral life is so much involved in deliberation, that Aristotle in Book 6 of the Ethics turns specifically to the relation between the virtues that are virtues of thought and the virtues that he thinks of as specifically the moral virtue. That is, he wants in Book 6 to take the reader through notions of good thinking on an analogy of good acting, which is not surprising since thinking is a form of action after all, and so we get in one hand a theory of virtues of thought, which is just an analog of the other theories of more general modes of non-cognitive action,